Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, a man who made violent threats to a Victorian federal MP has been sentenced. Simon Jeffrey Raymond pleaded guilty on Monday in Brisbane Magistrates Court to 7 charges related to using a carriage service to make dangerous threats towards federal MP Anne Webster. His sentencing includes probation and a good behaviour bond and has been ordered against making any contact with Webster for 2 years.
And baby cane toads blanket Gold Coast roads following ideal breeding conditions. Toad experts say the recent wet and humid conditions caused the earlier and particularly dramatic increase in baby toads being witnessed this summer. Cane toads are invasive and have enough toxin located in their neck glands to kill a medium-sized dog in 15 minutes if fully consumed, which can have devastating effects to local wildlife. Residents are being urged to go toad busting to try to minimize ecosystem damage. Locals can check waterways and remove eggs and tadpoles or capture adults when seen. They are toxic at all stages of life and gloves should be worn. Tadpoles and eggs can be killed humanely by putting them in the fridge for 8 hours to anesthetize them, followed by 8 hours in the freezer. Toads require 12 hours in the fridge and 24 in the freezer.
In national news, researchers to conduct a targeted study on a Christmas Island native reptile species. The giant gecko, 8 centimetres in length, is the only remaining native reptile species on Christmas Island. University of Southern Queensland researcher Dr. J.P. Emery will travel to the area early next year to research why the giant gecko has survived while other native species have not. Emery says they are hoping to involve the community in the research and would like to set up a monitoring plan to track the population for conservation purposes.
And the Department of Home Affairs releases a consultation paper outlining its new cybersecurity reforms. Proposed amendments to the Security of Critical Infrastructure Act would consolidate and expand the powers of Home Affairs considerably. A last resort power would allow the minister to give orders to infrastructure entities directly and gather information from them. The amendments also set up the responsibilities of companies in managing data and securing telecommunications. Meanwhile, new legislation initiatives in the paper include mandatory incident reporting, smart device regulation, and a cyber incident review board.
In international news, a French couple loses their court case against an antiquities dealer over a rare African mask worth 4.2 million euros. The couple inherited the mask from an ancestor who was a colonial era governor in Africa and sold it to an antiquities dealer in 2021 for 150 euros without knowing its value. The mask was then resold in 2022 to an unidentified buyer for 4.2 million, sparking a court case from the couple and their family. The court case was rejected, with the court saying the couple made no effort to get the mask valued before making the initial sale. There are calls for the mask to be returned to its place of origin, Gabon, a Central African country. Solange Bizot of the collective Gabon Okatani says the mask was used to establish justice in their villages and criticizes the legitimacy and morality of the court case.
It is still partly cloudy in Brisbane today. It's currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. And there is no fire danger rated today. The UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. Now, that's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.